No. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, no, I don't understand how it makes sense for him to cheat on you, and then somehow twist it into being your fault. Look, it's okay. I mean, like, it's okay for you to be upset, okay? Don't feel bad about being upset. Obviously, you cared about him a lot, and it makes sense for you to be feeling hurt. I know everyone else has been telling you to be strong and move on, and that he was a dick, and he wasn't worth your time anyways, and they're right, but you don't have to be strong all the time, okay? If you want, I'll be here for you. Hug? Yeah? Come here. It's okay, it's fine. Don't worry about my shirt. Sure it'll wash out. If not, I mean, you're worth a little more to me than the shirt. I know, I'm just kidding. It's fine, okay? It's fine. I understand. I'm here for you. You don't have to say anything. Want me to go punch him for you? I know, yeah, I won't. I was just thinking about it. I mean, I was thinking about when you first introduced him to me. And the first thought through my head was, I'm bigger than you are. No, not like that. I meant like, I guess from pictures of you guys on Facebook, he looked taller because he'd be standing next to you. So when I met him in person, I was kind of just like, you're a smaller guy than I expected you to be. So I won't actually go punch him or anything. But we can kind of cherish the thought, right? Hey, I know you're in a rough spot right now. It's just, I have something that I want to say to you. It might be kind of a callous thing to say at the moment, and I don't know if it's what you want to hear right now, but I think it's something I need to tell you. I mean, if it's okay with you. You don't mind? No, it's fine. You don't have to promise to not get mad. I'll understand. Okay? I'll still be here. I won't go anywhere. Okay. So, here goes. He didn't respect you. I know. It's obvious now. It's just, you could just tell by, like, the way that he looked at you or the way he touched you. He wasn't interested in you. Not as a person. I think he was more concerned with how you looked next to him, like some sort of messed up trophy collector. What? I mean, no, I wasn't just going to call you out on a new relationship, like, yeah, I know that's what friends are supposed to do, but I... Okay, look, here's how it is. I respect you, okay? I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you go around picking guys because you think they're going to hurt you. I think you try to go out with guys who you genuinely think will make you happy. You know, like any sane person would. And sometimes, I want to tell you stuff like, this guy just wants skin in your pants, or this guy's a jerk. But every time I think about doing something like that, I think about, like, with this guy, you really did seem like you were happy, you know, when he wasn't cheating on you or being a huge general douchebag. But I just didn't want to intrude on what you had. I mean, I wanted to, more than anything, but it didn't seem like the right thing to do, or I didn't want to seem like I was doing it for the wrong reasons or anything. What? Oh, I don't know what I meant by reasons, like, just, I guess, you can do so much better than all those guys. You deserve better than them. You deserve someone who sees you for who you are and really just appreciates you as a person. Not some guy just looking for someone to hook up with and inflate their ego. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I guess most of us are terrible. Guys as a whole. I don't think we really have our priorities straight. And it's fucked up that people like you get hurt because of it. It's just, I guess it's just how things are. But there are guys out there that aren't total assholes. I'm sure you'll meet someone someday, right? Someone who really, truly respects you. Someone who really appreciates you. Maybe you've met people like that already in your life. No? What about me, then? Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know we're just friends. I'm just saying, though, I really care about you. I really want you to be happy. And sometimes I look at these guys that you go out with, and it's just like, I feel like I could do better than them. They want the intimacy. They want the smiles and the hugs. But they don't want the responsibility. Not for themselves. Definitely not for you. But me, I... Yeah, I know. I know we're friends. You mean a lot to me as a friend. Your happiness, it's a really important thing to me. And I value you a lot as a friend, too. And I understand if you don't ever want to risk losing that. I would never want to lose what we have. You're so important to me. But it's frustrating for me to see you getting involved with people who keep hurting you. I don't get it. Why them? What makes you choose them? Okay, fine. But what makes you choose them over me? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not asking you. I mean, I don't know, okay? Just, you know I like you, right? You have to know. Okay, yeah, I figured you at least had some idea. Okay, look, I'm not... No, I don't think you're friend-zoning me. I don't think friend-zoning is a real thing. That's just, it's just called being friends, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to feel bad about it. I'd never want that. It's fine, okay? I can understand that. I can respect that. If you don't want to risk losing the friendship that we have, I don't want to lose that either. We've been through too much over the past decade. I wouldn't ever want to throw away what we have. Yeah, I know. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you a lot. You've been there for me too. I'm sorry. I know it's a confusing time for you right now. I'm sorry we're having this talk. But I'm sorry. This is hard to put into words. I care about you. I care about you so much. I care about you so much that I want to take that risk. That's a risk I'd be willing to take if it means that you'd have someone who really knows you. You. Someone who wants you. Someone who cares about you. Yeah. Someone like me. I don't get it. Yeah, I just... I don't know. Why? Is there something wrong with me? Or did I do something? I would have been better than any of the jackasses that you've dated. No. No, we're having this discussion. I need to have this discussion. We've known each other for how long now? 10? 11 years? I spent 8 of those years hiding those feelings from you. Because I care about you. Because I don't want to be just another problem in your already complicated life. I've been hiding that part of me away. The part of me that cares about you more than anyone else. Because I knew that wasn't a side of me that you wanted. I hid that away. Because it was just an inconvenience for you. I think I deserve to have this conversation with you right now. I stayed single all these years because of you. Every time I had an opportunity to go out with someone, every opportunity I had to hook up with someone, I turned them all down because I wanted to be here for you. Every time something was wrong, I was here for you. Every single time you broke up with a guy or someone broke up with you, my heart would just freeze, wondering if this would be the time that you realized. And if not, then maybe the next time would be the time that you realized that I've been the one by your side all of this time. Or maybe the time after that would be the time you realized how much I care about you. Or maybe the time after that would be the time I realized that I could do better than every other guy you've gotten involved with. Yes, I was jealous. I was always jealous. That's why I didn't want to ever tell you what I thought of those guys. I didn't want to come across as just me trying to keep you all to myself. But seeing you with anyone else, it just made me so anxious, no matter what. Seeing you with someone, and just knowing I could do better, knowing I could try harder, knowing I could care more about you. I wanted to let you find someone on your own. I wanted to let you figure it out on your own, and even laying it out straight in front of you. You don't know why you don't want me? I'll help you. I'll figure this out for you. I care more about you than every other guy you've been with. I'll always care more about you, more than any other guy you'll ever meet. I've got a whole decade's head start on them. No guy's patient enough to surpass that. I've always wanted what's best for you. And no matter how objectively I try to look at it from every possible angle, I'm the best guy there is for you. Don't struggle. Don't fight this. Come on. Just give in. I don't know why else you keep telling me. Why you keep telling yourself that you don't want me. Why you keep telling yourself that's not anyone else you want. It's not anyone else's lip you want on yours, but mine. No. No, no. You don't get to fight your way out of this. Not after all the fighting I did for you. Not after all the fighting I did against myself. Holding myself back from these feelings. Holding back how much you mean to me. You're going to give in to me, whether you want to or not. No, I'm not raping you. Maybe it feels like it right now, I know. But by the time this is over, you'll understand. I'll make you understand. This is just what's better for you. I've always been what's best for you. You know, you're so beautiful, even when you're crying. Even when you're upset, I'll be here for you. Even when you struggle and try to get away from me, I'll always be here. Because I love you. That's right. I love you. I've always loved you. And now, finally, we're together. This is how it should be. Us together. Me inside of you, as close as two people can get. I know it hurts right now, but that's just the sacrifice we have to make. It's going to hurt until your body realizes it wants me. And then you'll finally understand. And you'll finally love me back. But it's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about giving you, forcing you to accept and take me, all of me, and my love inside of you. It hurt me so much, you know, being in love with you for so many years, seeing you with other people, thinking about the things they did with you, the things they did to you, contaminating your beautiful, perfect frame. I've wanted this to be inside you like this more than anyone else ever has. And I'm so, so happy to finally have you here underneath me, shaking and screaming and clenching. But it's not just about me. I want you to enjoy this too. I want you to enjoy me. I want you to enjoy me loving you. Me fucking you. Do you like this? Finally being together with me at last? No? How about now? Did you like that? That's not what your body is telling me. You're not fooling me. I can feel the wetness between your legs. I've convinced your body. You clearly like this. No? You'll say yes. You'll say yes. I'll make you say yes. I'll do better. I'll be the best man I can be for you. I'll love you so much. I'll fuck you so hard that you'll be crawling back to me, wanting more. And I'll keep wanting more of you. As each day passes, it'll be an endless feedback loop of desire and support. Why won't you say yes? Why aren't you enjoying this? Don't you get it? I love you. This is what's best for you. What are you getting at? Stop resisting. It's not gonna help you at all. I'm trying to help you. Don't fight me. Love me. Love me back. Fuck me back. No. Why won't you love me? No. I'm not raping you. You're being blind. This isn't like you. You're smart. You're brilliant. You're radiant. I respect you. You're not stupid. The girl I love wouldn't resist something that she knew was better for her. And she'd know to try for nothing but the best. That's not what you're doing right now. You're not her. You're not my brilliant friend. You're not that beautiful girl. You don't even closely resemble that person that I care about so much. You're just a hollow shell. You're just a filthy imposter parading around as the girl I love. I refuse to believe that you're her. You're just an idiot who doesn't know what's good for her. A dumb bitch who's got juices leaking out onto her legs while I rape her. She's underneath me, struggling, and I'm grabbing, pushing, groping, shoving, and she's struggling, but she's so tight, and she's so wet. How dumb is this girl? I'm literally raping her, thrusting and forcing myself into her, shoving my cock in to invade her pussy, and she's wet? I'm disgusted. This stupid girl I'm raping, she's nothing like you. I bet she wishes she was you. Perfect and special and someone to be treasured. But she's not. I don't love the girl I'm fucking. I don't love her the way I love you. She's not special to me the way you are. She's just an object. Someone to fuck. Someone whose breasts I grab and grope and steal handfuls of. She's not you. She's not pure. She's just a stupid slut that can't decide whether or not she enjoys being raped. A cum bucket who doesn't know if the cock between her legs is good for her. A bitch who pushes away the guy who cares about her. You're not like her. She takes me for granted. She's always taken me for granted with everything I've done for her. You're better than this stupid girl underneath me. You're the one who knows what you mean to me and what I mean to you. And you understand how badly I want you to be happy. And I love you. And you love me back. You love me back. You love me back. No. No. Get away from me. I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before. I've never touched you. I've never known you. Where is she? Bring back my love. Tell me where she is. Tell me where to find her. It's not you. You're nothing to me. You're not fooling anybody. I'll show you. I'll prove you're wrong. I'll show you just how crazy and deluded you are. I'll find her and bring her to you. And you'll see that she's the one I love. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all that I've done until now, but until everything I've done is up for you, I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all I've done until now.